So I was sitting in my car, and all of a sudden I absolutely felt the presence of the dark side. I mean, it was manifesting to the side. It was in the car. I was sitting next to a highly trained Psi warrior who is deeply versed in the underground. I've engaged them before, but this presence was there, but hiding. I felt it. The spirit of God inside of me alerted me to it, and inside I began to pray. And as I began to pray and seek the manifestation or to engage the entity behind this feeling, all of a sudden, out of the mouth of the individual, they cussed, cursed, and told me to quit it. Quit praying, that is. So I didn't say anything else, but inside I began to pray all the more. And as I did, once again, out of their mouth, a voice came and told me, blankety blank, cut that out. I pulled over then. I began to pray out loud. All of a sudden, the manifestation of this dark presence seemed to fill the air in the car, and the individual began to chant and speak in a language I've never heard, and they were crying out, calling on the spirit Aromain to help them. I began to pray all the more in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as I did, the manifestation of the presence of God became stronger and stronger. And they began to pray or chant in that language all the more, calling on spirits. I began to pray more. They began to pray more. I elevated my voice. They elevated their voice. It was really an engagement, and I've never seen anything like it back in those days. All of a sudden, they grabbed their head. They opened the car door. They had gotten out, thrown up, and ran away. I engaged the manifestation of a dark presence that was hiding within. I felt it. I sensed it. It was on. And there we engaged in the car. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.live. Tonight, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is now September the 1st, 2010. We're going to talk about the series tonight, The Dark Side of the Supernatural. The Dark Side of the Supernatural. Listen, that is the theme for the week. And we will have Monday through Fridays now, 6 to 7 live. Also, we will be on Tuesday nights, the Survive to Thrive radio network as the guest host. And we're sharing with you what I believe would be some insight on what it is that's going around, what it is that's happening, because from that side of the fence, from that side, they seek to penetrate, to come to this side, to engage this side, to communicate, to cause us to want, well, whatever it is they're offering. Let me ask you something. Have you ever felt that presence? Have you ever engaged the entities from that side? Have they ever communicated with you? I know that we're listening all across the United States and Canada, thousands and thousands, and we deeply appreciate that. Thank you for those who have been sending in emails and letting us know. Thank you for the kindness, the prayers, the support. Listen, we are on lives this hour, and we're noticing again in all of August, even after the show, during the rest of the weeks of the month, about 160,000 downloads. Well, they're occurring all over. So that's why I want to make sure that we say welcome to all those who listen, well, after hours. And you are prayed for, too. We are in a providential hour right now here, September the 1st. And we want you to know, listen, if you want to know about us, if you're brand new, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And you'll find out all that we are doing and all about us. We also want you to know tonight we will be on the Watchman.fm. That's going to be with Doc tonight, 9:10 Pacific time, Well, actually, it's 9:10, literally. I'm looking right now. That's incorrect. It's going to be 9:10 Eastern Standard Time that I'll be on there. I need to make sure that gets changed. So we'll be on tonight, 9:10 Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to be on with Doc from the Watchman.fm. So we hope there's those who are listening from that show, and we'll be listening tonight. We appreciate Doc and the work that they're doing over there, and it's always a great time to talk with them. Tonight, as we look at the titles of the sessions, we are on the one from their side to ours, from our side to theirs. There really are dimensional doors. If you want to call it a shift, somehow, the bottom line, it is a manifestation. Now, I don't know about you, if you've ever seen an angel, if an angel's ever actually just appeared to you, or a demonic presence. When we've dealt with the darkest of undergrounders, we've noticed over the years again and again, they talk about the direct manifestation of dark presence in their meetings. I'm going to tell you what they tell me. They tell me that they actually have them show up. That's right. I mean, what millions of feel that are out there and some that have experienced in, visitation, sleep paralysis, many things like that. Now, the undergrounders are very clear about the presence of the dark side and their ability to then manifest in a visible form in some way. Now, we talked the other day about the issue of dreams, that they're knocking on the doors of human consciousness and human experience that they want to engage. We're going to talk about, that and some of the reasons why. We're going to talk about how they begin to approach. But the bottom line tonight is the issue of manifestation. Thursday night, tomorrow night, September the 2nd, we're going to deal with drugs, pharmakia, that issue that is in biblical prophetic literature about the end of days, always associated with sorcery, rituals, the ability to contact spirits. And so we're going to open that up tomorrow night, Thursday. So join us. We'll be live again, 6 p.m. on Thursday. And Friday, we're going to talk heavily about seeing the face of God, the physics of God, the manifestation of God, and what it is to know God's presence now, here and now. Some of you that have been in the realms of being a psychic or remote viewer or into the new age, maybe a shaman out there too, you felt and you sense the energies. I don't know if you've ever been around the crystal skulls. It's been talked about on talk shows, in documentaries, but there's a presence or an energy even coming off the crystal skulls. We've talked about the other day how the dark side, they have the ability. They have the ability to manifest on objects. They can even get into animals. That's right. Isn't it curious when you go back to the book, the book of Mark in the Bible, where this massively demonized individual, check it out if you've never read it, it's chapter 5, the Gospel of Mark, and here is a man naked that he's cut and cutting himself, that he is living among the tombs. I mean, listen, in modern day society, if you've got a naked man all cut up, out there howling, living in the cemetery, you know what law enforcement's going to do. That fella's going to end up in the psych ward. They had no psych ward back then, but it teaches in that chapter that they had tried to chain him with chains, but he would break them. Once again, that would be a demonstration and evidence of that supernatural, superhuman ability, and the man is, but shreds of humanity left in him. Now in the encounter, Jesus Christ comes, and yes, it's God in human flesh, the manifest presence of God. Now you don't have the demons manifesting visibly, they just manifest audibly. primarily, that's been the way it's been for years. The manifestation of the demonic side has been in the sense of feeling, power, energy, sense, presence, or their voices. Their voices. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, this entity inside, the ruling spirit inside, well, actually the body was thrown down before Christ. And the dark side cried out. You ever read it? They worried that he was coming now to judge them. They were concerned about a judgment. I have told underground Luciferians that are highly demonized because they want it, because they summon the powers, because they absorb or take in or receive the powers in themselves. You know, there's a lot of skepticism out there because they haven't seen, they haven't felt. Well, this is something you don't want to see, you don't want to feel, you really don't want to engage, especially if you don't have the authority and the direct presence and authority and protection of the living Christ. Out of about 6 points tonight that I'm going to share with you, let me tell you number one, they are there. Oh, by the hundreds of millions, I mean, the biblical literature would teach us clearly that the demonic, the fallen angels, they are there by probably the millions, hundreds of millions. They are ancient entities. They are powerful entities. May I say very clearly, they are more powerful than humanity. I mean, humanity, you know, with our mind, our will, our ability to build buildings. And listen, I was flying the other day and just sitting there in that aircraft, once again, thinking about all the nuts and bolts of that thing and flying up into the air and flying for hours and hours and then landing. There's a lot of things mankind can do, but mankind by himself cannot outwit, outpower, outable dark spirits. Thank you for joining tonight. Shatter the Darkness live. This is the live broadcast on a Wednesday night, and if you're brand new to this voice, this is Russ Dizdar. You can take a look at shatterthedarkness.net. I want you to know that there is a number of series, one of the most important we've ever done. It is called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. There are many others, including one called Becoming Powerful in Prayer if you're a believer in Christ. There's Confronting the Powers, a course that is a training course. It's absolutely free. We're going to be offering more. And the September newsletter preemptor issue is now out. And all you have to do is go to that website, shatterthedarkness.net. Go to the top corner, look over to the right, and click on the September issue. And that will tell you, well, about a number of things that occurred in August and some of the updated podcasts, and there's some articles. But there's also an article that I wrote in that particular newsletter. I'm going to read you a little bit of it because I address it under the subsection called Dark Theology. There is a dark theology, small g. There is a teaching, an agenda, a content behind all of it, but in the segment that I do, many times I will simply have interactions from those from the dark side, and we'll put some of those in there. I haven't done that, I think, in the last couple of letters. But there is a section in there called, listen, Stopped by Dark Forces. Yikes. It's about power encounter ministry. And it's about the legacy of the book of Acts. Now, I'm going to say a lot of you right now listening, a lot of the patriots out there, a lot of the believers out there, a lot of those who will not give up in your country, in your nation, just because bad forces politically and many other ways have gotten the upper hand, doesn't mean we sit back. It means we become all the more fierce in prayer, strong in prayer, and absolutely committed to doing all we can. The mission of Christ, of course, is the vital issue. I don't believe we're going to be saved, but just by sheer words in politics or policies. I do believe behind the politics is spiritual presence. And it does manifest into political ideology. I'll mention some more of that tonight. And I'll tell you the two primary targets of this dark presence. There is a primary target in the United States, in Canada, all of Europe, all the world, as a matter of fact. And again, I believe it's very clear that God has demonstrated giving exposure to this in the past, along the way, and clear, massive communication from God about the end of days and how spiritual presence will bring an ideology of globalism and a coming one-worldism that is, in its consensus, opposed to the real God of heaven and earth and opposed to the Messiah and opposed to all that God is. Because it wants to set up a different rule, a different political, ideology that fits their presence. It's all around us. The issue is whether or not we can really experience or discern or perceive or know the difference. Now, I don't know about you, but if someone came by and gave me a fake $50 bill, that's right. I've got one here tonight, as a matter of fact. I've got a deposit in the bank. I've got a $50 bill, and I can look at it and feel it. I don't have any idea. I really don't. I mean, bank tellers and others there are trained to be able to feel the difference. Do you know the difference? Especially when it's a fraud, when it's a fake, when it's a counterfeit. And I'm going to say that is the major issue of this present darkness, this, supernaturalism that is counterfeit to the real. Well, it's all around us. It has gripped hundreds of millions. It is deep dark in the underground, and they are the ones that are led to open the doors all the more. Well, in the book of Acts, chapter 13, I was saying, there is an engagement, the Apostle Paul now, filled with Christ. Here's what it says. I mean, they're simply traveling, doing the mission. I'm going to say to all believers who are doing the mission of Christ, you may have this kind of encounter nowadays. Here's what it says, quote, they met a Jewish sorcerer. That's right, back then, you don't hear about it much, but they had a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. Isn't that crazy? The name Bar-Jesus. He was an attendant of the proconsul, Sergius Paulus. The proconsul, an intelligent man, sent for Barnabas and Saul because he wanted to hear the word of God. Now listen, but Elymas, the sorcerer, you hear this? Elymas, the sorcerer, for that is what his name means. Here we're going to do it. Listen carefully. Opposed them and tried to turn the proconsul from the faith. Hey, whenever that side is operative in a human life, they will oppose any human being who has the Spirit of God in them. They will do all they can to turn people from the faith. That is it's the alarm bells. It's the evidences of the operating presence behind a demonized individual. And there's a lot of those today. Listen, you don't have to be like the guy in Mark chapter 5, be so possessed that you're out of your mind and totally controlled and you just look crazed and act crazy. You can have demons by sheer desire. You can receive them, have them, be empowered by them, as long as you do not go against them. Listen, if you get possessed because you want to, if you summon spirits and receive them in because you want it, and you feel that they have helped you, they've given you abilities, they've given you powers, watch what happens when someone shares Jesus Christ, talks about the blood of Christ, the cross, manifests the presence of God around you. Your demons know, don't they? To all the Luciferians and Satanists that monitor the show, you know how it is. Isn't that why so many times you operate quietly, allow the demons to stay deep down within so that believers in Christ might not detect what's there? Well, Elymas, the sorcerer, opposed them, and he wanted to turn the proconsul. He didn't want the guy to get saved. Now, listen what happens next, and here's where every single believer, may I encourage you, and by God's privilege and God's promise, you can get the powerful, awesome spiritual guts that is needed, the spiritual boldness, the spiritual ability to be able to make your stand. Saul of Tarshish did not run from the sorcerer. He did not back away from the sorcerer. I mean, could you imagine backing away? Listen, in the United States, in Canada, all over around the world, in the political realm, all around us, there are those that try to and are opposing freedom. They are opposing, ultimately, God, ultimately, the gospel, ultimately, anything and everything that is of God. That is their nature. That's what they're all about. Are we going to give the nation, are we going to give the lives of millions to the dogs? Are we going to surrender, run? Far be it from the believer in Christ. That is literally an abnormality in the book of Acts, because believers in Christ, washed by the blood, indwelt by Christ, empowered by the Spirit of God, having the authority of Christ and the literal living presence of the Savior with them, well, they didn't back down at all. Look at verse 9. Then Saul, who was also called Paul, notice what it says, filled with the Holy Spirit, he looked straight at Elymas and said, quote, you are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Now, the communication was clear. The word was very clear. It reminds me of what happened with Peter in Acts chapter 9 when it came to Simon the sorcerer. Believers in Christ all across the land, all around the world, listening here to the archives later on, may God clothe you with his power. May you obey the word of God and by doing so become so strong, so immovable, so bold. Does not the word of God say, let it ring in your heart and mind? The righteous are as bold as a lion, but it's the wicked that flee. God will back your life if you are walking in obedience. God will back your life if you are standing in his presence and in his name and doing his mission. As I've said many times before, listen, doing the mission of Christ, that's the most powerful, the most supernaturally manifested life, and I'm saying that in the God sense, God operative and guiding and leading and showing and directing and protecting and demonstrating his power. Listen, all they wanted to do was preach the gospel. They travel through an island. They're sharing the gospel. They're doing the mission. That is the frontline primary thing every believer should and can do. When it came to the time of the proconsul, we're talking now an engagement with political leadership, governing leadership. But right there in the governing leadership is a sorcerer. Isn't that something? Reminds me of Daniel's day, where it seemed like every one of the satraps, fat traps, sorcerers, Chaldeans, everyone was enhanced supernaturally from the dark side. It is very clear that the dark side, once operative in lives, likes to move them in the political realms. I'm going to tell you again why, but the political realm and the military realm are the two primary targets for the end of days when it comes to dark presence guiding, influencing, moving, directing, and bringing experiences. It's two primary areas. We'll talk about that in about 15 minutes. This sorcerer opposed and tried to turn the governor, the proconsul rather, away. Now again, Sergius Paulus, Paul, or the scripture defines him as an intelligent man, and that he even sent for Barnabas and Paul to hear the word of God. The proconsul wanted to hear the word of God. Now, are we getting the picture? Here's a governing individual. Behind the scenes is an individual that is a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet. He's very close around the proconsul. He's in the he's kind of like behind the scenes operative, and trying to bring his influence. And obviously, he's trying to influence the proconsul from even hearing the gospel. That's why I'm going to say to all the believers out there, you've got to understand the sharing of the gospel is always going to be in the context of a spiritual battle. That's why we go out clothed with the power of God in obedience. That's why we're using prayer to pray to kind of clear the air in front of us and prepare hearts. That's why God manifests his presence and power. Nobody can get saved without the power of God. Nobody can really preach the gospel without the power of God. Because there is another presence, you know, with the legal rights standing in the way. But Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. In America, there's going to be a great opposition in the political realms, in the entire, now consensus, in a popular sense, an opposition. And part of the goal, and you're going to notice that in the political realms, it's not just the political realms, you know, the liberals against the conservatives. You're going to notice among the liberals, listen, this is very clear, that there is a sense of opposition to the faith. Opposition to faith in Christ. If liberals, and I'm not going to just categorize all, if the liberals really, listen, if there's really a believer in Christ, and you are a or in a political system that is massively liberal, if you're a believer, what are you doing in a system that promotes abortion, the slaughter of children? What are you doing in a system that would rather shut down and quiet the faith and put anybody preaching biblical prophetic themes on a list? A watch list. Do you see what time it is? Even here in America, it's an outrage, and it should, well, burn our britches into action. Now, when this Jewish sorcerer is behind the scenes trying to influence, notice one thing's very clear. You know, Paul and Barnabas are going to do the right thing, but in a direct engagement, the words coming out of Paul's mouth, you are a child of the devil. Now, I want you to hear this tonight. If you are Luciferian and know it, if you are truly a Satanist and know it, if you are a absolutely committed New Ager and you want globalism and a counterfeit spirituality to take over, and you know you are, and you know you're part of that agenda, then very clearly the words of Scripture are, you are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. I'm pausing so that you can take that in. Some may get mad, some may get alarmed, but here's the Spirit of God coming through, labeling, exposing by what is said, exposing Elymas. The Jewish sorcerer is a child of the devil. He is an enemy of everything that is right. And right now in the politics of the U.S. and the politics, you don't think they have this kind of individual in Russia or China or Europe, Germany, England? Let me tell you something, that the places of political rule is where the enemy likes to be. There's where the goal of influence, giving ideas and thought and direction to the laws of the land, that the laws of the land may be used for the dark side. Hey, they're going to either be used in the right sense. Can you imagine any nation creating laws that outlaw God? Go back to the book of Daniel. Go back to the book of Daniel and look at a political system that basically outlawed the God of heaven. And that when there were those individuals that would pray anyway, back in their homes, in privacy, they would pray anyway. Notice how dark spirits guided the astrologers, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans, to spy out Daniel, to go to the king, to use deceit and trickery and get him to enact a law that everyone is outlawed from praying to the God of heaven, and that they must bow down to a demon territorial God's idol. You don't think that the dark side operates through political minds and hearts? You don't think the dark side knows how to lobby? The dark side knows how to lobby. The dark side knows how to be operative in the minds and hearts of those who are lost, those who are given to the precursors of the dark side. And God would say that individual, that if you stand there as a political leader in any level whatsoever, and you oppose God, you oppose the mind of God, the heart of God, the mission of God, the Christ of God, then the words of Scripture are clear. Mark it down. Acts 13:10. You are a child of the devil and an enemy of everything that is right. It goes on to say you are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. The question then is, will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? Hear the word of God. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? What of a nation you're in? Wherever there's an individual given over to the dark side, you can be sure they're going to oppose the people of God. You can be sure they're going to oppose the presence of God. You're going to be sure that they're going to try to turn people away from the faith. It's one thing to try to just simply not believe yourself, to reject Christ and go on your way, but it's another thing to try to turn people away from the faith. That is an evidence, a high evidence, that dark powers are operative, whether a person knows it or not. Thus, let's enter in Richard Dawkins, the atheist. Writes the book, The God Delusion, with the goal to turn people away from the faith. The goal of the book, turn people away from the faith. It's obvious in Richard Dawkins' life there is clear opposition to God and to anybody that's really rightly in relationship to God. You can see the anger. You can see the cynicism. You can see the critical heart. You can see that all that is written, all that's coming from the mind of a man, is to turn people from the faith. All the while not really even knowing. Can an atheist, who doesn't even believe in God, he says, have any have any ability to guard themselves from the supranatural operative power of the dark side, influencing mind. See, the work of the enemy is to influence the mind and the heart undetected. Once again, inner Judas, already the precursors were there. The back door of his life was definitely open to the dark side. The front door of his life definitely shut on the face of God, the heart of God, the presence of God. And the Bible says that the devil walked right into Judas's life. There's not one shred of scripture that says Judas knew it. There's not one shred of scripture that says Judas went out and did a ritual to try to get that to occur. As a matter of fact, the devil entered into Judas. Instantly, Judas got up and he went out, influenced, not knowing it, guided, not knowing it. Thoughts were pulsating in his mind, but he didn't know where it was coming from. And he went out to betray the Son of God, to oppose the Son of God, to turn him in, that Christ would be crucified. You get the picture yet? You don't have to be a Luciferian summoning demons and trying to talk to them direct, though that happens everywhere. Though even the demonized with sub-personalities, chosen ones, listen to the shows that we do. And I'm sure that in Germany, in the archives, I'm sure that in Europe, all over, there are those like Elymas the sorcerer that oppose the gospel, oppose the mission of God, and they are out seeking to turn people away from God, away from Christ. And again, I will belabor the point. God defines it this way, quote, "You are a child of the devil, an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right way of the Lord?" Notice how being the sorcerer. See, this reminds me of Benjamin Krim. This reminds me of many others in the darker side of the occult. I mean, the occult that evidences a darker element. This reminds me of the New Age movement with counterfeit spirituality, where the dark side's goal, supernaturally, using deceit, using trickery, well, it's all about harmonizing their efforts to oppose God, to turn people away from the faith. Now, maybe you've had that happen to you. Maybe you've had that happen as a believer in Christ and you know what it is. Let me tell you right now that when this believer in Christ, you know, the same kind of individual like many of you listening right now, believers in Christ, you have Jesus there. And I'm going to tell you why there's a lot of weak believers in America and in other parts of the world. It comes out of enculturation of the world around us. It comes out of that consensus where maybe the culture around us tries to suppress the faith. Let me tell you where it really comes down to this. It comes down to the fact that millions of believers are not walking in obedience to Christ. I want to give every single believer here a key. You can go to 1 John chapter 2, where it talks about the young believers being strong. They've overcome the evil one. And the reason? The Word of God lives in them. Meno is the Greek word, becomes operative, dwelling in them, is at home in their lives. You see, studying the Word of God will be meaningless if the goal is not to put it into your life, to believe it and put it into practice. By obedience to the Word of God, you become strong and stronger, and you grow more and more powerful. By obedience to the Word of God, your Christian life becomes highly active, activated. All of the power of God within, all of the promises of God that God has given, begins to come to light, begins to come to manifestation in the life of the believer that begins to obey God by simply taking the Word of God and obeying it. Do a check today. Go ahead and read the gospel. Go ahead and read some of the other portions of scripture. As a believer in Christ, ask God, the Holy Spirit, are there scriptures that I know about that I'm not putting into practice? And then wait. I mean, if you're really serious about being powerful for God, influencing lives to turn to Christ, to move people to the faith, to oppose the dark side in all its lethality, and to make influence even in your nation until the very end. I don't care how much they get of this nation. If they haven't gotten me, then I still have breath. I still have a prayer. I still have God who says, if God is for you, who can be against you? I still have the Spirit of God that would guide me to lead one more friend, one more individual to Christ. I have one more prayer for the sick, for healing, maybe a little bit of bread to give to the hungry, an extra pair of shoes to give to those without. I still have a calling to live my life as light in this world. Far be it from every believer. Make it a determination of your life. Draw a line in the spiritual sands and decide that you are surrendered to the living God, the living Christ, and to the mission of God to win the world, to do good, to unleash the prayers, and to defy the encroaching darkness. When the words came out of Paul's lips concerning a direct power encounter. That's right. As I'm going to say, they are there. The dark side is there. Number two, they have an agenda. Number three, they have a belief system. Number four, they have powers. Number five, they are smarter than than humans. They are. And number six, they seek. I'll give you some categories of those whom they seek here in a moment. But I want to point your attention one last time to Acts 13:11 now. After Paul says the right thing, I mean, this was not sugarcoated, was it? This was not the emergent church. This is not the liberal church. This is not the watered-down, enculturated, let's appease the culture church. Now, I'm going to say very clearly, the goal isn't to be gruff, rough, and God sends me out. I don't know about you, but I'm compelled by the love of Christ. I love people. And I want people to come to Christ and to experience God's love and forgiveness and power. I want them to know God's healing and God's grace. God is passionate about not wanting anyone to perish, but all to come to change, to repentance, to find Christ. So if you're listening tonight live, or if you're listening later in the archives, may the Spirit of God speak to you. May God summon you right here, right now, on the spot. Come to the living Christ. Ask Him to come into your life. Turn your life over to God and receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and the gift of God the Holy Spirit into your life. If you are a Satanist, if you are a sorcerer, if by God's providence you are monitoring the show, well, you are now engaged. And I'm going to speak the words of verse 10 to Luciferians, to Satanists, to the demon-enhanced individuals that oppose God, oppose the faith. Listen, you're a child of the devil. You're an enemy of everything that is right. You are full of all kinds of deceit and trickery. Will you never stop perverting the right ways of the Lord? In that day, what happens next, this apostle of God now says these words, "Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You are going to be blind, and for a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun." Immediately, mist and darkness came over him, and he groped about seeking someone to lead him by the hand. I have seen power encounters. I have seen the authority of the Lord expose and crush and expel dark presence deeply embedded in human beings. I've seen exorcism, deliverance again and again and again and again. I've seen men and women that lived on the wild side, on the side of hating and cheating and ruining their lives. I've seen Christ come into their lives and change them forever. I've seen the haters surrender to the living Christ, find love in Christ, forgiveness, and find the power of God to lead them in a love they've never known before. I've watched this again and again. I will say that I have seen power encounters. I will say that I have been in a power encounter where prayer was exerted and the demonized individual was literally thrown against the wall and fell to the ground. May it be, wherever you're listening, if you are deeply committed to the dark side, if you really are like a sorcerer, if you're really like a real Luciferian, if you're really downloading in some of the secret places only to do rituals and summon the powers and do warfare against us, maybe you should experience the hand of the Lord. Maybe you should maybe go blind for a time and unable to see the light of the sun. Maybe God would stretch out his hand to deal with you the way that he dealt with Saul of Tarsus, who was breathing out murderous threats against the church. I know one thing. If you look at verse 12, see the power encounter? When God's power came in, outed the sorcerer, when God exposed the sorcerer and revealed what he really is. And then the hand of God went against the sorcerer. Verse 12, when the proconsul, this is the guy that wanted to hear the word of God, when he saw what had happened, he believed. That is, he believed the word of God. He believed in Christ. For he was amazed at the teaching about the Lord. Amazed about the teaching. See, the teaching comes with power. The teaching comes backed by the hand of God. That's why we pray, like Acts chapter 4, Lord, stretch forth your hand. Strike down the darkness. Grant signs, wonders, healing. Save, heal, and deliver. In the name of your holy servant, the Lord Jesus Christ. I would pray that right now, even as the archivers are downloading all over the world, in your land, right where you're listening, may the hand of God be outstretched. May the authority of the Lord be outstretched to crush all the darkness around you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May his grace fall in the area of healing and helping you. May God by his hand even show sign and wonder to do one thing, to draw you to the Lord Jesus Christ. For the teaching, the word of God, the good news, the gospel, it's not just words. There's great power behind the word of God, and that's the hand of God. That's God's operative presence. God's right where you are. He's right where I am. God's able to stretch out his hand, and when he does, it can be to save, to heal, to show sign and wonder. It can also be to slam to the ground the operative presence of darkness. May it be that there are millions of believers that will stand just like these believers did here, ready to be guided even in a power encounter when it comes to this is a clear end of days example of battling for the salvation of a soul. They were battling over the proconsul, God, Christ, and the proconsul. Really, the proconsul won in this battle. The proconsul saw the power of God. The proconsul saw the hand of God in action. And he believed in Jesus Christ because he was amazed. Let me tell you about the manifestation of dark side presence. By the way, the full article is found in the newsletter, the brand new newsletter, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. You can go and get that newsletter and take a read of the entire article and look over the scriptures again and again. If you're a believer, that's part of the norm, being engaged in the great commission of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you now that when we deal with that presence on that side, seeking to come to our side, well, there's a lot of things involved. I'm going to mention six quickly. Number one, they really are there. They really are. Number two, they have an agenda. Clearly, the biblical texts reveal that the ultimate agenda is the globalism. I mean, really, the agenda is what we just read. Oppose God in all that is going on by the hand of God and turn people away from the faith. That's what happened in the garden. In the coming development of globalism and ultimately the rise of Antichrist, the agenda will be more manifest than ever in human history. If you think you feel it now, wait till then, when all hell's unleashed. Doesn't mean that God is not going to be powerful. Wait till the two witnesses get released. Half of the great tribulation time of the 7 years, half of that entire end of days is engaged by two witnesses that unleash the communication of God. They cannot be stopped, and it may be that millions and millions turn to Christ. We'll talk about that in upcoming prophetic literature. Number three, the dark side and all those committed have a belief system. You know what it is? You know how to tell whether it's a, listen, I don't care if it's a psychic, remote viewer, an occult writer, a Mason, Benjamin Krim. I don't care where you go. Here is the belief of dark spirituality, dark supernaturalism, the dark side. Here is their belief system. They are opposed to God and the real Christ and the Word of God. They seek to offer a counterfeit. In all cases, to move people away from the Word of God and present other revelation. To move people from the real Christ and present a fake, de-deified, non-saving, false Christ. They seek to then give a spiritual alternative. Regardless how masqueraded, it is as dark as the darkest corners of hell itself. Their belief system. Number four, they have powers. You better believe it. They have the ability to communicate. They have the ability to give individuals powers. Why do you think a sorcerer is a sorcerer? Why do you think a person does rituals? Why do you think that people are meditating and waiting for the entities to come? Why do you think they're tapping into the Akashic Records and allowing the data to come down? Number five, they are smarter than fallen humanity. They've been around a lot longer. They're supernatural beings, and they are smarter. Number six, they do seek. That's the issue. They are seeking, looking. They're looking for those who are seeking them. They're looking for those who have the precursors. There are, you know, individuals that are already believing in experiences from the dark side. They're looking for those who have open doors like Judas did. Let me tell you three things quickly, how they come. Number one, they come cloaked. They never show themselves what they really are. They come cloaked. Satan has the ability to masquerade as an angel of light. They have the ability to spiritually morph in their communication, in the release of energies and feelings and experiences. When it comes from that side, they can be cloaked. Whatever they offer, whatever they show, whatever they speak is cloaked, masqueraded. Number two, they come prepared. They come prepared. They are already sizing you up. If you have engagement from the dark side, even when they're cloaked and acting like spirit guides and angels and energies and high wisdom and ascended masters and, you know, well, listen, this means they have already observed what it is they feel you want. They come prepared. Number three, they throw out the bait. They throw out the things that draw curiosity. The supernaturalism in the skies, lights, entities, ships, individuals. Are they really aliens or are they fallen angels? They come cloaked. They come prepared. They come to give individuals curiosity, to move them to want more, to seek. They will give objects that have a touch of their presence so that people will seek. They will bring dreams. They will give writings they have inspired. They will send people that they already indwell to guide unaided, unsaved, unprotected individuals darker down those stairs. Right now, hearing this, that God loves you, Christ loves you, come out of it, out of the darkness, into the light of God, out of the counterfeit light, the false counterfeited light of the supernatural presence that comes from the dark. Come to the living Christ. Let the power of God, the grace of God, the might of God, the gifts of God come into your life through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you tonight as you're listening. This is Russ Dizdar on a Wednesday night. Remember us in your prayers, my friends out there. And for those who can, remember us in support. ShadowTheDarkness.net on the web. We'll see you on Thursday night at 6 p.m. Good night.